How a software engineer built a $15,000 a month portfolio by reviving dead domains. Building an online business usually starts with an idea, a new domain, and months of trying to attract visitors. This founder took a different route. Instead of creating websites from scratch, he purchased expired or abandoned domains that already had search traffic, backlinks, and customer demand. He then rebuilt the services people expected to find on those domains. According to him, this strategy now generates approximately $15,000 per month across more than 30 websites. The main lesson is simple. Rather than inventing something completely new, find something people already want and improve it. From software engineering to weekend businesses. The founder is a software engineer with around 30 years of experience. His background includes building an early online prime brokerage platform, creating and selling businesses such as ZoneEdit.com and Moon Costumes, conducting bioinformatics research, and working on natural language processing at Bloomberg. He currently works full-time at Puzzle, an accounting technology startup. Despite having a full-time job, he has continued building small online businesses during evenings and weekends. Some of the websites earn only around $60 per month, while a few generate most of the portfolio's revenue. AI tools now help him manage the sites, review logs, monitor customer feedback, and make routine operational decisions. Where the $15,000 monthly revenue comes from. Three projects currently stand out. Onward Travel. Onward Travel provides temporary flight reservation documents, often called Onward Travel tickets or dummy tickets. The service creates a passenger name record and provides customers with a verifiable flight itinerary or reservation hold. It currently produces approximately 70% of the portfolio's revenue. Dirt Signal. Dirt Signal collects public information from municipal code enforcement portals, court systems, and magistrate hearing websites. It reportedly monitors around 200 public portals and sells access to the organized data. The company also helps manage public record and Freedom of Information Act requests in locations where obtaining the information requires additional effort. Dirt Signal contributes roughly 20% of total revenue. The long tail. Several smaller projects generate the remaining 10%. These businesses may not earn much individually, but together they create an additional source of income. A newer project, Prism Clip, is still pre-revenue. However, the founder believes it could eventually become larger than the other businesses. The strategy: buy existing demand. The founder used a service called BizSnipe to identify abandoned businesses and valuable domains that still had traffic, backlinks, or strong search visibility. These domains can be expensive, but they may provide something that new businesses struggle to obtain: existing demand. The strategy is not simply to buy an old domain and place an unrelated business on it. The new service must match what previous visitors expect to find. For example, if a domain was previously connected to a travel service, replacing it with an unrelated software product could confuse visitors and cause search engines to reduce its visibility. The founder's rule is straightforward. Find something people are already searching for. Identify what is broken and rebuild it better. Why boring businesses can be valuable. Many entrepreneurs search for completely original startup ideas. This founder recommends doing the opposite. Accounting, municipal records, and travel documentation may not sound exciting, but people already spend money in these markets. That existing customer behavior makes them easier to validate than an unfamiliar product that requires extensive education. The goal is not to be unusually clever. It is to enter a market where customers already understand the problem and are actively searching for a solution. Building with AI. The founder spent approximately 4 months working nights and weekends, sometimes adding another 30 hours of work to his full-time schedule. The biggest cost was not necessarily money. It was reduced time with his family. However, AI dramatically increased how quickly he could build. Previously, launching a software product required extensive decisions about programming languages, frameworks, and infrastructure. Today, he believes the systems behind the product matter more than personally understanding every part of the code. For example, he built a web proxy in Rust, even though he did not previously know the language. AI helped generate the software while he focused on performance, cost, and deployment requirements. His main tools include OpenAI Codex, Claude, Cloudflare, DigitalOcean Managed PostgreSQL, Box PDF, Lake QL. He says choosing affordable infrastructure was essential. A small business can quickly become unprofitable when database, hosting, and AI costs grow faster than revenue. How much did it cost? The initial investment was relatively modest compared with many software startups. He estimates spending approximately $2,000 on a valuable expired domain, $2,000 on AI tools, hosting, and outreach. This placed the total early investment at around $4,000, excluding the value of his time. Because much of the development and management was automated, the businesses did not require a large team. Are traditional business models changing? The founder believes AI could make fixed product definitions less important. Traditionally, companies create one product for a specific target market. Customers must choose from the features the company already provides. AI-powered businesses may operate differently. A website could study what each visitor wants and adjust the offer, features, or workflow automatically. If a customer requests something unavailable, an AI development agent could potentially build a simple version quickly. This does not mean every customer request can be created in minutes. However, it shows how AI may allow small companies to adapt faster than traditional software businesses. Why he rarely uses advertising. Buying domains with existing traffic reduces the need for large advertising campaigns. Instead of starting with zero visitors, the founder enters markets where people are already searching for a service. He experimented with Google and Meta advertising, but says the results were disappointing. According to his experience, many leads appeared to come from bots or low-quality traffic. One of his projects attracted around 2,000 users, but he believed most were fake accounts created through paid campaigns. His solution was simple: charge users a small amount. Bots can complete forms, open emails, and create accounts. However, most automated traffic will not complete even a small payment. The experience taught him not to depend heavily on paid ads before understanding the quality of the traffic. Direct outreach worked better. One growth strategy produced better results: directly messaging bloggers and online communities. He contacted people through Reddit and X, explained what he was building, and asked for feedback. Because the messages came from a real founder rather than an automated marketing campaign, some people responded positively. Several bloggers eventually wrote about his products, creating publicity and backlinks without a major advertising budget. The biggest lessons. The founder's experience offers several practical lessons for entrepreneurs. Start with distribution. Before building a product, identify where the first customers will come from. Find newsletters, bloggers, communities, and potential users who may be interested before spending months developing the product. Build where demand already exists. A familiar problem with active customers may be more valuable than an original idea with no proven market. Automate repetitive work. Use AI to monitor systems, organize feedback, review logs, assist customers, and manage routine operations. Give slow businesses time. Not every project will grow at the same speed. Travel services may produce revenue quickly, while real estate or public record businesses may require more time to develop. Slow growth does not automatically mean the idea is bad. Make the website look professional. A useful product can still be ignored if the website appears unfinished or untrustworthy. Customers, journalists, and bloggers are more likely to explore and share a service that looks credible. Be persistent. Some websites may earn very little for months before gaining traction. The founder believes patience and consistency matter more than constantly abandoning projects and chasing new ideas. The Akirion takeaway. The most interesting part of this story is not simply the reported $15,000 in monthly revenue, it is the approach behind it. This founder did not depend entirely on viral marketing, a revolutionary idea, or a large development team. He looked for forgotten online properties that still had demand, rebuilt the services people expected, and used AI to keep operating costs low. The strategy will not work with every expired domain. Search rankings can disappear, legal issues may exist, and customer expectations may have changed. However, the broader principle is useful. Do not always begin with an idea. Begin with evidence that people are already searching, visiting, and paying. AI may make products easier to build, but distribution, trust, patience, and real customer demand remain the foundations of a sustainable online business.